T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we've talked just a little bit of football for the morning so far, but let's get into maybe some basketball stuff with March Madness going on. And Charlie has been chomping at the bit to get to the fast break, never so aptly named. What do you got, Charlie?
Yeah, you know, I was letting you guys do football the first hour because I know.
Well, thanks
I'm
not for allowing me.
Yeah, I was. Hey, I'm the producer.
It's very nice,
right? I'm in charge.
Oh,
here.
Definitely.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's Don't you forget it. All right, we'll start with Collar here. We're a round and a half into the men's NCAA tournament. We are one round, and looks like we started round two here in the women's bracket. Collar, off air, you were telling me you haven't watched too much of the men's this year, but have you watched the women's much?
Yes, a ton. Yep.
I would imagine.
My wife is a women's basketball broadcaster, so I am in the 99th percentile of knowledge of women's basketball. So.
Wonderful. Well, this is going to this should work for you. We were also talking a little bit, and we'll talk about this a little bit more later. Some upsets in the men's, quite a few. Only one upset in the entire women's bracket in the first round. But a simple question regarding the NCAA tournaments. You've seen every team play now at least one time. I want just pick your winner, men's and women's.
Who's still in it?
just pick. Just come on. Don't pick Kentucky because, yeah.
They're not in it anymore?
They're not.
I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't watched any of the men's tournament.
Do you know who the top seed is?
Do not know who the top seed is.
Okay, this is getting tough. Give me women's. Pete, you're going to do men's for Collar.
Okay.
Collar, give me the women's.
Okay. After I gave up on brackets, it just never drew me back in. And, men's basketball can be a real struggle to watch sometimes. They miss a lot of 3-point shots. But anyway. On the women's side, it's an easy pick. It's South Carolina. South Carolina is the runaway best team in women's college basketball. I think Iowa, of course, is getting all the attention. They have a chance to get to the national championship. I think they might be a little too flawed and might have a bad game here or there. But South Carolina they're deep. They're super talented. They're the most athletic team, but they also shoot more threes than they did last year because they got a transfer from Oregon who's a freakish 45% three-point shooter. And defensively, they allow opponents to shoot 32%, which is number one in the nation. Dawn Staley, one of the greatest coaches of all time. Yeah, they're in a really good spot. So South Carolina would be my winner.
Is it to the point where does anybody even have a chance?
Yes.
LSU?
LSU might have a chance. LSU played South Carolina close. And three-pointers are always the difference maker, right? So you could see someone getting hot against them. But it's going to be tough. Like, they are by far the best team, I think.
All right, Pete, you got the men's side. Who are we taking?
All right. By far, the best team there is UConn. Not that that's a shock, because they were somewhere in the top three most of the entire year. You had teams like Houston going in and out of that. But what I like about UConn is that they don't just have the one or two players that everybody looks to get them. They have their starting five are all equally delivering on everything that they do. And they shoot three-pointers pretty daggone well as well. They got a guard named Cam Spencer who – he's 44% shooting from three. So he's a heck of a shooter. The way they run up and down the court, they are athletic. They do everything that you'd want. I think the way they're coached is incredible. I think that team is they should walk their way through. But the one that I think is going to happen today or sometime soon is I like what we've seen out of Gonzaga. I just find them to be a team that always seems to get to the Sweet 16. They've done it again, and it's going to be interesting to see how far they get from here at this point.
Yeah, in a year where many thought Gonzaga was having a down year, losing to St. Mary's two out of three times, they end up already making it to the Sweet 16 pretty easily.
Should I be, like, expelled from society for not watching the men's side of this? I feel so much on the outside of this conversation right now.
You watch the entire women's tournament, so I think we can give you a pass. At least you're watching some.
I watched the Big Ten men's basketball tournament, which was really entertaining. Yeah. So I'm familiar with those teams, but they keep losing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean,
Purdue will stumble too, by the way. They'll stumble.
Oh, that's what I should have said. I do know Purdue. They got the huge guy.
Zach Edey.
There's your take.
All right, Pete, we'll keep with you here. Thursday in Kansas City, Twins take the field for the first time in the 2024 MLB regular season. That is going to be, man, I don't have the time off the top of my head. I should have done a little more prep there, had the time. I don't. It's Thursday, though. It's going to be on air here. Listen in. Pete, just one bold prediction for the Minnesota Twins this year. Can be a team prediction, can be a player prediction. What do you got for me?
They're athletic. They looked great when I did get a chance to be down there for spring training with WCCO. It was fun. And walking around and meeting all the different players and seeing them. I think just as a team, I think they actually look a little bit different this year. And I think that they're going to have a much better record and get themselves at least a little deeper into the playoff. I don't think they're going to the World Series, but I think they're a team that can get pretty far along. They'll stumble at some point, and it'll probably be pitching, but I think they haven't absolutely improved on the pitching side of things as well.
Oh, come on, Pete. Give me they're going to win the World Series take.
I don't think
come
they're going to win
give me that.
The World Series.
By the way.
But if you say it now and they do, then they can pull it back up and be like, wow, how did Pete know?
That's what I would do. All right, 2:30 pregame on Thursday, 3:10 first pitch here on WCCO. Back to you, Matthew Collar. Week of scandals throughout sports.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen Shohei Ohtani, due to his former interpreter, being embroiled in a potential theft and gambling scandal. A lot of weird things happening in that one. If you've not kept up, there's some really great ESPN articles deep into what is still evolving as a scandal and being investigated. And then yesterday, out of nowhere, Kim Mulkey comes out, has a press conference saying,
out of nowhere,
I didn't do anything. Mm. What is she being accused of doing? We have no idea. It's not even released yet.
Yeah.
She's in the NCAA tournament. We don't know what's going on with Kim Mulkey. But based on those comments, she immediately went, don't trust the media. You're thinking maybe they got something good. So my question, Matthew Collar, favorite sports scandal of all time?
Oh.
What is your favorite?
Well, favorite is hard. It's like there's a lot of memorable ones.
That's a better version.
For me, it was the steroids was in baseball, which now probably everyone is using some version of something just like that. But at the time, it was really crushing to have Mark McGwire in that chase and how much fun it was. And, you know, Roger Maris's family there to have him break the record, him and Sosa. I don't know if, like, it actually brought baseball back the way people talk about it. But that's sort of the narrative of what happened there. And I was 12 when that was going on, which is the perfect time to be old. I know. I'm feeling older these days, Pete, at least I'm here with you. But that's like the perfect time as a kid to be having something super insanely awesome happening in sports. And I remember my brother and I, our parents let us stay up to watch one of McGwire's at bats. They were like breaking into television and then he hit it. So it's like great memories. And then it comes out like, yeah, that was all BS. They were just cheap.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Well, that's crushes my childhood, but you know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maybe I'll become a cynical sports talk host.
No, not you.
On it years later. Pete, you got any most memorable scandals for you?
Yeah, you know what? I think for me it really, first of all, the steroid one absolutely steps up. But it's not just one. Let's also remember Lance Armstrong as well. So we've got, there's a couple things going on. You get baseball, you get cycling and everything else. How about the Belichick thing and the sign stealing? I always found that interesting because I don't care. I don't, if you can steal the signs, that means that somebody else is doing something wrong. And they always put it in a position where it seems as if the team is so good that they can actually react that quickly to be able to get in the way of something that's going on by stealing these signals. I think the whole thing is just garbage, but it's funny and it's great something to talk about, especially with that was really good as you got a little bit closer to the Super Bowl and that had everybody going. So I think that was a pretty fun one to keep up with.
I'm a little surprised you didn't go with the Love Boat, Pete. I think it was before you were here, caller.
Yeah. Oh, I know Love Boat.
I'm shocked that was
I mean,
not
if we're talking Vikings, the Wizinator is probably the funniest
one.
Yeah.
The Wizinator was phenomenal.
I mean, if you're ranking NFL teams on funniest scandals, Vikings have to be in the top tier.
There was also one where the owner of the Phoenix Suns, who got run out and they have a new owner, but amidst all of the other terrible things that he was doing, one of them was that to honor Diana Taurasi because she is the GOAT, they brought in a bunch of actual goats into the arena, and they obviously defecated everywhere, and just no one knew what to do with them, and there was just goats. And it was like, you didn't think this one over, did you, rich guy?
I'm fine with the Mike Tice scalping scandal.
Oh, yes.
Scalping
tickets. Oh, that was phenomenal.
That was a good one, too.
Another Viking.
Again, a really top-tier Viking scandal.
I'm sure he was the only guy who ever did that.
I know.
Hey, I got one last one for you that you guys forgot. How about the SMU with the death penalty that they got and all of what was attached to that whole thing? But that one was incredible. And I still, to this day, one of the two running backs that went into the NFL actually took a pay cut when he left SMU for the NFL. So it was unbelievable what was going on down there. Jeez.
The sticky stuff that pitchers were using to put on their fingers, spider tack, I think it was called. And there was the pitcher for the Yankees who so clearly had it on his neck that you could actually see it on TV. The line on his neck where he had sticky stuff for his fingers.
I believe that was Michael Pineda.
Yeah, Michael Pineda.
Who was then a twin a year later. Yeah. Big Mike did a good job for the Twins. Pete, we'll finish this off quick here.
Sure.
We're back to the NCAA tournament because I really love the NCAA tournament. It's my favorite. Yeah. This is really my favorite week of sports in the year. I know this is a football show now, apparently. But college basketball, NCAA tournament, MLB opening day, it's the best week of sports in the year for me. But there is always a star in the NCAA tournament in the first weekend. This year was Jack Golke of Oakland, who broke Steph Curry's three-point record for first weekend threes of a tournament. He hit 15 in his two games. Who was your favorite tournament wonder who, for the casual fan, kind of came out of nowhere, P? Who's somebody that you remember that ended up being great? Somebody like, well, Jack Golke, or if you recall from Northern Iowa, I believe, Ali Farouk-Manesh. Everybody remembers Ali Farouk-Manesh. You have one of those names, Pete.
I don't know if I have one of those names, but I will say this, since you're talking about how much you love the basketball tournament itself, I was a monster fan of Phi Slamma Jamma. And I thought that whole run that they had at Houston and the coach and some of the players that were so colorful and everything, I thought that was one of the most fun runs that I've ever seen from a team at the NCAA tournament. They were great.
Adam Morrison for me was the one, and convinced the Charlotte Bobcats to take him at the top of the draft.
He looked good.
And he really did.
He looked
but
great.
The mustache and the hair, and he just looked like he should have been playing bass for a grunge band. And then, like, he was a lot of fun, and everybody made fun of him when he cried, but I thought that, like, it showed how much he put into it and how much he cared. But sometimes college players who are great do not turn out to be great NBA players. So, unfortunately, ended up with a lot of pressure on him. But I loved watching him play. I thought it was a really amazing and fun run for him.
Yeah, you're not going with Antonio Gates leading Kansas State?
Oh, yeah, Antonio Gates. You know, how about I'll try for a throwback. How about, like, the O'Bannon brothers way back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Ed O'Bannon. That's how we lost our NCAA video game, and we're finally getting it back, was the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit. But, you know, Mike Bibby showing up for Arizona.
Bryce, like, Drew, Valpo.
There's been a lot of them.
My favorite thing.
But this guy is me. Like, this is what I do. If they charted me at the park, like, that's exactly what it looks like. And Pete, I'm not kidding. I have a great jumper. I have nothing else. Nothing. I do. There's video evidence of this. But I do nothing else.
He shot 340 or so shots this year. Two of them were 2 points. He shot 338 threes.
This is a hero of mine.
You know, the best thing about him, though, guys, is the fact that he literally was a Division II guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and the one place that gave him the opportunity is Oakland. And the guy absolutely capitalized on it. So you just got to love his story, because it wasn't the guy who did the grind here and there. This guy came from D2 to get into the national tournament that everybody was talking about, what he looked like shooting the ball. Unreal.
It is cool. And I was familiar with that story because I have Twitter, but I haven't looked at brackets. So sorry, guys. Actually, I do have a topic, though, to talk about with you guys when we return. I want to talk about the upsets and the difference between the men and women's tournament, and which you actually like better. Lots of upsets early on or lots of great games later on. We'll discuss that when we come back. Matthew Collar, Pete Najarian on The Huddle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.